What a moment in Mary's life. How can this be? She asks. How can this be? And I sometimes wonder how that must have felt that night so long ago. This young woman, not very wealthy, and Joseph, not very wealthy, engaged to be married. So everyone knows that her status is that of a single woman. And into her life, God erupts and disarranges and changes everything for her. With this announcement through the angel Gabriel that you will bear a son. Now you would have thought she was going, he's predicting Joseph's and my first child and what that child's going to become. But she doesn't go there, does she? She goes immediately to, how can this be? I'm a virgin. I can't bear a child. Because the other implication of that is, if I'm caught pregnant, my life will be changed in a whole different way. And the angel says, he will be called Jesus. And as he offers this wonderful message of glad tidings to Mary, remember he has called her favored and that this is going to be an honor. And Mary could have done a whole lot of things right then and there, couldn't she? She could have said no. She had the opportunity to say no. This was not, you're going to bear a son and you don't have any choice in the matter. The choice was hers. So you would have thought she would have said, can I think about this for a little bit? I'd really like to ponder, because she ponders a lot of things over the course of Jesus' life. You would have thought she would have said, can I ponder this just for a little bit? Single woman, not very rich, going to be pregnant, going to have to tell everybody it's not Joseph's. Will Joseph marry me? Will I be stoned? Will I be shunned? None of that. The scriptures don't have any of that kind of reflection of, do I really want to do this? The question is, how can it be? How can this happen? And the angel talks about God through the power of the Holy Spirit being upon her. And when God is upon her, within her, it's the gift of a new life. Not only a new life in a baby that we know as Jesus, but a new life for Mary and a new life for the world. We're not a people who think about miracles very often. We think Hollywood manufactures most miracles. But this miracle of God's love come down, God's love growing in a womb of a poor woman, who's about ready to head on a long journey. God's love for us, so great that he trusts this development of that love into the body of a woman, so that we might know how great God loves us. That God who could do anything, who could change the whole universe. Now, he created the whole universe. He could change the whole universe. He could bring peace upon the world, should he so choose. But the way he chose to transform the world was to visit a woman named Mary, a young girl, maybe about 14, and offer her the opportunity to be mother of God. And Mary's answer is, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. How can this be that God would choose to bring about the transformation of the world in this way? We think about power and we think about money and we think about all those who are in positions that can change our lives as very powerful beings. And at the time that Mary was visited by Gabriel, ancient Rome was a growing power. Caesar Augustus was the power. Quirinius was the governor. And control and power was part of the life of a person in Israel and Judah. The temple was acquiescing to the people of power and God's way to transform that was to be born of a virgin named Mary. That God knew that money's not going to do it, that power is not going to do it, that control is not going to do it. The only thing that can transform the world is love. And the only love that is pure enough to transform the world is the love that God has for his creation, for the world. So, he wasn't only in Mary. When each of you did that same thing, when each of you said yes to the salvation that Christ offers us on the cross, you too became pregnant with Jesus. You too now hold within your being Christ. Christ is manifest here in this place because you said yes to Christ. Christ dwells within you as the baby Jesus dwelt within Mary. So when he came to earth as a babe, grew to a young man and died on the cross and was risen from the dead for us, for our sins. And we said yes to the gift of the Holy Spirit within us and received that gift and Christ dwells within. We too are Christ bearers. We too are lights to the world. We too proclaim the message of God's love. We proclaim it and we see the evidence of that proclamation in a little girl's letter to Santa Claus. We see evidence in that proclamation of a family gathered in a fellowship hall. They didn't even know the doors would be opened for them after the death of their wife and mother. We see that in the manifestation of how we live out God's love here in this community. Love changes everything. Everything. If we doubt that, we doubt God. Why do we go through a period of Advent and remember that God is hope? That only God's peace can bring about peace to the world? That God loves us? That the joy of the Lord can be in each and every one of our hearts? Because Christ dwells within us. So as we begin to celebrate the birth of Christ, remember, Christ still lives, and God's kingdom is here on earth. It may not be complete, but we are moving in that direction. Christ will come again, and final victory will be here. So I know you're distracted by the bells. I need to tell you that it has been a morning of distractions, of tunes not sung quite as they were written, of shepherds not showing up, of phone calls in the midst of worship, of all sorts of things that could pull us away from the truth. And the truth is that God loves you. God created you to be the beautiful person that you are. And that the gift to the world was the gift of the babe in a manger, but also the gift of each and every one of you. So this day, let us go forth proclaiming God is with us. Amen.